This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, but a very grim day over in Moscow. They did get assurances. There were several statements from the Ukrainian government that Ukraine had nothing to do with this attack on a Moscow concert. It's a Friday night concert, Friday night there in Russia now, and Friday night concert in a Crocus City Hall, which is a large concert venue northwest of central Moscow. Firefighters evacuated about 100 people from the basement of the building. Official Russian sources, which are not entirely reliable, and probably, if anything, have lowballed the figures of dead and wounded, but they are reporting at least 40 dead, at least 100 wounded. And when you look at the video, the entire building, the entire site, where there were bombs that were exploded, there were fires that were lit, there is no report yet on what has happened to the terrorists, at least three of them. It could have been as many as five. They were bearded. And again, official statement from Ukraine that they had nothing to do with this attack. And certainly there will be no reason to assume that was the case. The assumption is that this has to do with threats from the Islamic State. Russia, which many people forget about, is one of the leading Islamic countries in the world in terms of population, not in terms of the high percentage of Islamic population, but next to Slavs and Russians. The number of Islamic people, particularly in the periphery, is very high. And you may remember part of what brought Vladimir Putin to power was showing a strong hand against Islamic rebels in Chechnya. And we will see what happens and what more we get from this story as it develops. There is a obviously we want, I think most Americans with all our hearts, to avoid anything like this. I mean, anything like this in the United States, which is why this is so alarming. It's a report from National Review. The pro-Palestinian activist group Within Our Lifetime plans to hold a Palestine is Everywhere event in New York City from March 27th to March 30th. The organization announced, advertising this Palestine is Everywhere event in a flyer calling for autonomous action and global intifada. Now, intifada is another word for uprising. But in Palestinian terms, what it means is suicide bombers and killing people and blowing up restaurants and blowing up concert halls, blowing up nightclubs. The Second Intifada claimed more than 1,000 Israeli lives. Now, it was not all at once in one day, as October 7th was, but it played out over a period of years. And the idea that they're calling for a global intifada now, the flyer directs the group supporters, this is the group Within Our Lifetime, WOL, is urging its followers to flood all of New York City by taking autonomous actions which include deoccupations, assemblies and gatherings, public testimonies, roving shutdowns. What does that mean? Sit-ins and slowdowns, painting walls, wheat pastings, and other actions. This is scary for the United States that there are so many people who are actually willing to try to disrupt normal life. Nothing specifies the limits to this global intifada, because the last time, the first two intifadas that took place in Israel were brutal. I mean, I remember there was a girl who blew up herself and another girl. Remember, this got coverage. It was a typical episode in the Intifada. They were shopping together at a supermarket, which happens because in Jerusalem, about 30% of the total population of Jerusalem is Palestinian. But they were shopping together in the supermarket, and the Palestinian girl who had come to the supermarket to try to kill Jews did, and blew herself up, and together with this other young girl, also a teenager who she didn't know, who died. There's also this Jews and Muslims in the U.S. disagree on Israel's conduct in Gaza, a poll finds. This is reported by the Washington Post. The poll found 38% of U.S. adults said they think Israel's conduct has been acceptable, and slightly more than 34% said it has been unacceptable. The difference in opinion over Israel's conduct is starker along religious lines. 62% of American Jews say Israel's war conduct is acceptable, and 5% of American Muslims say it is acceptable, according to the survey, which polled almost 13,000 adults in the United States last month. A vast majority of American Jews, 89%, said Israel had valid reasons for the war, which began after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing about 1,200 people and taking scores of hostages, and raping people, and mutilating them, and cutting off the heads of babies. And the stories are unbelievable. Among U.S. Muslims, 18% saw Israel's reasons for going to war as valid. Okay, can we just think about that for a moment? The reasons for going to war are valid. Isn't the best possible reason to go to war if you have just been the victims of an unprovoked attack? What are you supposed to do? Take it to the UN? Yeah, well, they just killed 1,200 Israelis and vacated, drove people out of their homes in multiple villages near the Gaza border. What is a more valid reason to go to war? Did the United States have a valid reason to go to war in Pearl Harbor? Yeah, but the thing about Pearl Harbor, that wasn't civilians who died. There were almost 3,000 American servicemen in uniform. But obviously, if you are attacked in a mass attack by a group that has openly announced to support your destruction, really? That's not a valid reason to go to war. Meanwhile, has this presidential campaign reached a new low with both candidates making ethnic appeals based on tribalism? We'll talk about that with Ruben Navarrete, especially regarding the Latino and the Jewish communities, coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My friend Ruben Navarrete is a best-selling author. He is a nationally syndicated columnist through the Washington Post Syndicate. He is a podcaster for Ruben in the Center, which is entertaining and informative. And he is also a star on Substack. And at the same time that I'm urging you to go, particularly for a new column that we just posted, to go to Substack to see what I am talking about. We have a go to Michael Medved at .substack.com. And also go check out the Navarrete Nation Substack. It's Navarrete Nation, one word, .substack.com. Ruben, and we're talking about a similar concern, and you brought up the similarity. And it's a concern with both of the leading candidates for president. What are those rascals, Trump and Biden, up to now?
My friend, so good to be with you again. You know, I listen to your show regularly and your podcast, and I picked up a parallel between something I was thinking about and you were thinking about. And that is, you recall, obviously you've talked about this, when Donald Trump crossed the line and stopped talking about what he could do for America and started talking about what Jews should do, and saying that if you were a Jewish person who voted Democrat, you're not a good Jew, you're against the tribe, against your religion. It rang an interesting bell for me, a familiar bell, because I was watching President Biden out in Arizona, where he had gone to shore up his support on Latinos, which has been failing. And he just said the quiet part out loud. He told the Latino group, you got to vote for me because Donald Trump despises Latinos. And I took exception to that because I think as a Latino, I should be the one to decide who despises me and who doesn't. And I think that was another line that Joe Biden crossed. Here's how the two are similar. What Joe Biden is saying to Latinos is, you really have no choice. You have to vote for me or you're not a real Latino, a good Latino. And what Donald Trump is saying to Jewish people is, you have no choice. You have to vote Republican and vote for me. You're not a really, not a good Jew, not a real Jew.
No, he didn't even say that. He said, if you vote Democratic, that means you hate Israel and you hate your religion.
Yeah.
And again, what I wrote about was thinking of my grandparents who came here as immigrants. They were extraordinarily proud when they became American citizens and they could vote. And they were in Philadelphia and they were in the 1930s. And that was a time when, like most other immigrant communities, they were heavily Democratic. And really, the idea that somehow Jewish people who were very deeply devout, as my grandparents were, loved America and loved the state of Israel. I write in my piece in Substack about when I was growing up, Israel was brand new. Newly established country, and they had a major program where they were collecting pennies, dimes, whatever, for people to plant trees in Israel, and that's resulted in they actually talk about literally billions of plantings that took place. But in any event, my grandmother used to have what's called a pushka, which is a little contribution container, and you go out and you put your spare change in it. You put your pennies in it, plant trees in Israel. My grandmother did not hate Israel. She did not hate her religion. And for Donald Trump to suggest that she did, because she also had a picture of Franklin Roosevelt in the front of her house, not acceptable. So this,
I thought the same thing. When you mentioned Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, a picture your grandmother had, as if you were a member of the family, harkened back to my grandmother's home in Central California, where there was a framed picture of John F. Kennedy. And likewise, this idea that the Kennedys and how the Latinos loved the Kennedys and were good Democrats. I'm fine with Latinos coming to that conclusion on their own. But when a non-Latino like Joe Biden tells me that basically I have no choice in this because the other side despises me, when his record as president is not in any great shape with regard to immigration, I take offense to that. I'd love it if Trump and Biden just got back to promising a chicken in every pot and stayed away from identity politics. You know, don't mention identity politics anymore. If you're not Jewish, stop talking about how Jews should vote. If you're not Latino, stop talking about how Latinos should vote. And just, you know, give me what you got.
That goes along with this whole idea of tribalism. that we're getting here. I was talking about this new poll that they've done that shows this gigantic gap between Jews and Muslims in the United States looking at the war in Gaza. And what really amazed me is that the overwhelming majority of American Muslims felt that Israel had no valid reason to go to war. And I was just asking a question. I mean, if Pearl Harbor was a valid reason to go to war, if you've just been attacked and people have crossed the border and started killing people, what are you supposed to do?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I follow, thanks to some really great commentary that's come out of the Israeli press and some of the podcasts there. And you and I are both a fan of the Anthony Morse podcast, Call Me Back. You're able to hear from folks on the ground. And I am proud to say that I've been here for 6 months. We're approaching the six-month anniversary of a terrible day, October 7th, and I have not wavered. I think that there's a lot of pressure on supporters of Israel to come out in favor of a ceasefire, to say that Netanyahu should not go into Rafah, all those things. But I am where I was before, and I have resisted any sort of attempt to move me off of that position because, to your point, when you're attacked, basically what Americans don't see and don't understand, what the Muslim people must not understand is Israel's fighting for survival. Clearly, from the point of view of the Israelis, if they do not finish off Hamas and rescue the hostages, there is no more Israel. There will be no more Israel. And unfortunately, I've got to say, I think that suits some of the American population just fine. And that's terrible.
Yeah, and meanwhile, speaking of things that are terrible and, yes, very complicated, you have a new piece. As a Mexican-American, I had a complicated take on immigration, but Texas cleared it up. So you want to thank Governor Abbott publicly?
And I thank whatever law school Governor Abbott went to school at and where he got his law degree. I think it also probably doubles as a clown college for rodeos because I can't believe that any lawyer who's the former attorney general of the state of Texas and now serves as governor would push a state law that is so blatantly unconstitutional that even a conservative court of appeals took the ball from the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said earlier this week that Texas could go ahead with this law. It was the brakes were put on once again by the Texas Court of Appeals, I think the Fifth Circuit, based in New Orleans.
Okay, we have a moment to get into that, which we will do. And also, why are Latinos shifting so decisively toward Republicans? We'll get to that and more with Ruben Navarrete.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The University of Missouri student who went missing in Nashville has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found in the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen on March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police noted no signs of foul play or trauma on the body. A Gaza ceasefire resolution that was backed by the U.S. has been rejected following a vote at the U.N. Security Council Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution, which cautioned against an Israeli military operation in Rafah and strongly denounced restrictions hindering aid access to the Gaza Strip. Kate, the Princess of Wales, revealed in a video message Friday that she has been diagnosed with cancer. She also mentioned being in the early stages of chemotherapy treatment. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And always grateful to connect again with Ruben Navarrete. You can connect with him very easily. Just go to navarretenation.substack.com. And Ruben has a recent piece up on Substack about his complicated take on immigration as a Mexican-American. But Texas, you say, has cleared it up. So how did Texas accomplish that clarification, Ruben?
Yeah, so probably by offending the American side of my hyphen, Mexican-American. And as an American, there's certain things I believe in, and one's the freedom to be left alone. This idea somehow that you would empower, require state and local police officers who are not trained in the enforcement of immigration law to check the immigration status and arrest, give them the power to arrest and apprehend people who they suspect of being in the country illegally. What people don't understand is that if you move off the border and you go into the interior of Texas, and you're going to see more and more Mexican-Americans being harassed by police officers, asking, you know, for proof of their legal status. And that's profoundly un-American. And ironically, many of those Mexican-Americans in Texas have been, their families have been in Texas longer than Greg Abbott's family. So I think there's a lot of resentment about that. It's, again, this is a group that's gone time and again to fight our wars, and, you know, grew up in looking at grandma's house and the picture of the uncle who didn't make it back from Korea or Vietnam. This is a country that's paid its dues, that's profoundly conservative, and it deserves to not be treated so disrespectfully, but, you know, Texas has gotten it wrong again.
Okay. Would you say that the polling, which actually shows, and I think the three most recent polls I've heard about all show that Trump is actually leading now among Latino voters. Would it be possible that actually there may be a silent majority among Latinos who want more strict immigration enforcement?
Yes, they are. They're there, as you say, a silent majority. They are inclined to vote for Trump. They're conservative by nature. They're not going to go and change their party registration. They're going to stay Democrats, but they'll vote for this Republican. And you're right. The most recent poll by the New York Times had, or one that I saw, 46% for Trump and all the Latino communities, 40% for Biden. But I also have seen interviews of Latinos. I just saw one on CBS News the other night where when they ask these Latino voters who are disenchanted and disappointed in Biden, how do you feel about Trump calling immigrants poison or referring to them as animals, but not really human? They say, I cringe, I wince, right? So the real story here is the group of Latinos out there who want neither of these two candidates, who are looking for a third option and who just are going to check none of the above. They may not vote, they may vote third party, but they're clearly, like a lot of Americans, unhappy with their choices.
Well, one of the things that there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal that brought up a number of, I actually brought up some stuff that I brought up in the Wall Street Journal years ago when I wrote a piece that started off talking about Admiral Farragut, who was the great naval hero, naval hero of the Civil War. He was Latino. He was Spanish American, so we would qualify in today's world as Latino. And the author of the piece in the journal just recently made the point that most people don't realize that the overwhelming majority of people in this country who qualify as Latino were born here.
Yeah.
Actually, as you were, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, three of my four grandparents were born here, the fourth came illegally during the Mexican Revolution. But again, when you're dealing with states like Arizona and Texas, and I've lived in both, you're dealing with a population of people who go back five, six, seven generations in many cases. And this is really the wrong direction for Texas to go in. There are good ways to control illegal immigration, and there are bad ways. This is a bad way because it, again, tells this group of people that have always gone, when they've been called, they've always served. Some didn't make it back from foreign beaches. And it tells them, prove you're an American. Show me, you know, your birth certificate. Show me your Social Security card. And you're being asked to produce this document by a police officer whose family just got here 5 minutes ago, you know, by comparison. So that's, I think, an unfortunate part of it. It's almost as if Republicans are writing a book, and the book is how to blow the Latino vote, how to take every bridge that's ever been built between Latinos and Republicans and just blow it up. And they're doing it again in Texas.
And do you think it would make, right now there have been several articles about Trump thinking at the very top of his list of Marco Rubio as his ticket mate. Would that make a difference and help Trump secure the Latino vote? And I think there's no question. If Trump wins a majority of Latino voters, he will win those swing states and win the election.
Yeah, Marco Rubio is a very interesting case because Latinos typically had a very positive opinion of Marco Rubio at the beginning. I don't think that they came away with a good positive opinion of him after he tangled with Donald Trump and then was seen as caving into Trump, very much like Ted Cruz did. In 1 minute, Rubio and Trump are insulting each other, little Marco, right? And the next minute, they're making nice, and that's creative cynicism with Latinos. Whenever I hear from Latinos, including Cuban Americans, about Marco Rubio, it's never positive. And it always starts, the story always starts the same way. You know, when he first got to the scene in 2010, I loved him. I liked him. I was impressed by him. What a great family story. Dad's a bartender. Mom works in hotels, being, you know, as a housekeeper. And look where he got. And then they bring in the Trump factor, and all of a sudden the blue is off the rose, and he doesn't nearly have that kind of love and admiration in the Latino community anymore.
When you said there are good ways and bad ways of getting control of illegal immigration, unauthorized entry into this country, what is the best way, the key positive strategy that we ought to be having in mind?
I'm so glad you asked. One day not long ago, I decided to ask an expert. I invited to lunch the sector chief for the Border Patrol for San Diego. We had lunch in downtown San Diego. It was a three-hour lunch. And he told me, off the record, I'm not going to, you know, quote him or tell you exactly what he said, but I'll just summarize. He told me what he thought they really needed on the border to do better border enforcement. And there were three things, Michael, that were not sexy, and they don't look good on bumper stickers. We need better roads down there. We need the Army Corps of Engineers to go in there and build better roads so our vehicles can get to these tough-to-reach spots. We need more tunnel detection equipment because there's something like hundreds of tunnels underneath the ground. And the third thing they need is better high-tech surveillance equipment. Because if you ever go down to Border Patrol headquarters, I've had the honor of doing so, you see that they run sort of like a CompStat program down there where they can tell you the night before all the border crossings that occurred. And so the reason I don't like the idea of spending $25 billion on a border wall to nowhere is I'd love to spend $10 billion on better surveillance equipment and really battle the coyotes where they're battling them, which is where they're actually waging their war, which is the 21st century and not in the 12th century. So those are the best answers I can give you, and I got it right from the horse's mouth. I did the one thing that politicians never do when they go down to the border. I shut up and I listened.
And many of these Border Patrol officials who are great patriots and trying to do their job are Latino, are they not?
Yes, they are, in fact. Over 50% in many cases of Border Patrol agents are Latino. And you see it in Arizona and Texas. And I wonder if they likewise, I'm sure they're not happy about the Texas law. The Border Patrol doesn't want this law. They don't want to be told that they're not doing their job and somehow state and local cops who don't have the training are going to come in and try to do their job. State and local cops don't want to do this job. I'm listening to Border Patrol, border sheriffs and the like, county sheriffs on the border, they don't want to do this job. They say, I don't have the resources. And most Americans don't want these lines to be blurred in this way. It seems like the only people in Texas, those Texas Republican politicians, they want to make hay out of this, but they come up with a terrible idea that is only going to make more trouble.
Ruben Navarrete, you can keep up with him at navarretenation.substack.com. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend, and enjoy a great spring. And baseball's coming back, which is great news. We will be right back with more on the efforts for ceasefire. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that has a glimmer of what I think one could only consider to be good news, positive news. They write, Don Nessenbaum and Summer Saeed, write, in years of battle with Israel, Marwan Issa earned the nickname Shadow Man for his behind-the-scenes orchestration of Hamas terror operations as he evaded repeated attempts on his life. This month, March 2024, Israel finally got its man. An Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed Issa, the number three official in Hamas's Gaza hierarchy, the White House said. It was the first time in 5 months of war that Israel has successfully met one of its key military objectives in the Gaza Strip, killing the top-tier Hamas leaders responsible for the October 7th attack on Israel, the worst in the nation's history. And people who hear that and think, well, this is just so bloodthirsty, it's so medieval. It isn't. How did we feel about getting after Osama bin Laden? And Osama bin Laden was hiding out somewhere. He was no longer active in organizing terror attacks. The Hamas leaders still are very much active. And there are four battalions that they're going after in Rafah. The ISIS death could hamper Hamas's ability to fight Israeli forces at a crucial time in the war. It contributes to the continuous degradation of Hamas's capabilities. This is the Wall Street Journal writing. As a cohesive fighting force, and their ability to coordinate operations against Israeli forces in Gaza in the short, medium term. So said Tariq Kenny Shawa, the U.S. Policy Fellow at Al-Shabaka, the New York-based Palestinian think tank. Israeli military officials who keep a chart of Hamas leaders they are aiming to kill say they have taken out many mid-level militant commanders in Gaza, but Issa would be the highest-ranking Hamas official in the enclave killed during the current conflict. One of the things that is so difficult about this is all of the talk of the ceasefire, and the United States is now talking about a sustained ceasefire. At least the United States is being very clear, and we were even with the Security Council resolution that we put forward at the UN. It was vetoed by China and Russia. Algeria also in the Security Council voted against it. There were 11 members of the Security Council that voted for the ceasefire agreement, but because that would be involve the release of all remaining hostages, something that Hamas hasn't even offered. And it's very interesting because some of the best arguments on the side of what Israel is trying to accomplish to actually have a real and lasting security and peace, the best advocates for are people who often aren't Jewish. For instance, Douglas Murray. This is clip three, Jeremy. Douglas Murray, who is a British author and political commentator, was on the air with a South African interviewer on whether or not there is a genocide now going on in Gaza.
The allegation of genocide against Israel, why would Israel be committing genocide in Gaza?
Like, well, what would you describe it?
It's a war, which I've seen up close.
Okay.
So let me just explain that. If you start a war, which is what Hamas did on the 7th of October, if you start a war, there are repercussions. There are repercussions to Russia for starting a war against Ukraine. Russia's lost a lot of troops. There are repercussions for Hamas for starting a war against Israel.
So did there are repercussions for an illegal occupation?
What's the illegal occupation?
Of Israel against the Palestinians.
Where?
That is an illegal occupation.
Where?
It is a determined illegal occupation.
Gaza?
Of course, Gaza and the West Bank.
Have you been to Gaza?
Yes, I have.
Is it occupied by the Israelis?
It's completely sealed off, as you know. That's
by
why
who?
They call it by the Israelis.
And who?
By the Israelis, by the US, and whoever else.
And who else?
The Israelis. Isn't that enough?
No, tell me who else is allegedly sealing the Gaza.
I'm saying that Israel has completely encircled Gaza. Nothing goes in, nothing goes
Gaza
out, as
has.
You know.
Well, as you know, if you've been, Gaza also has a border with Egypt. Why do you not mention Egypt? Egypt has a stronger fence to fence in the people of Gaza.
Okay,
than
so
Israel
you agree
does.
that Gaza has been fenced off?
No, it's fenced off, although you might note that there are more workers, until the 7th, allowed into Israel to work, and indeed to have medical treatments and others that were considered necessary, which Hamas doesn't provide. There was plenty more people every day coming in to work in Israel from Gaza until the 7th than were going the other way into Egypt. So I go back to this question. Why do you say there's an illegal occupation of Gaza? Why do you say that?
Okay, this is exactly on point. And then, this is clip 3.5, Douglas Murray gives a brief history lesson, which is so necessary for people who talk about an occupation which hasn't existed since 2005. We're talking about 19 years. In any event, Douglas Murray.
Israel took every Jew from Gaza in 2005, handed it over to the Palestinians, who then voted in Hamas, and to the great detriment of the Palestinian people. They have been ruled by Hamas for the last 18 years. If you want to look to the source of the conflict, look to that fact.
Okay, so how many illegal settlements are there in the West Bank? That's also illegal under the United Nations, under international law. Those settlements on the West Bank are illegal.
Which ones
and
you, which ones are illegal in your
in
view?
The Middle East, and every time there would be a peace agreement, settlements would pop up. And that's why we are where we are today.
No, it's not.
So let's
no,
try
it's
and
not.
Move
no, it's not
on.
At all. You just threw in another false fact. We are not where we are today because of settlements in the West Bank that are disputed. That's not why Hamas broke out of Gaza on the 7th of October and massacred people in their homes.
As
that's
we know,
not,
it's
that's not because
Israeli
of the West Bank, and you well know it.
Yasser,
you well
Yasser
know
Arafat.
That.
And
you well know that Hamas.
Monster,
you well know that Hamas did not commit the massacre of the 7th of October because of settlements. They did it by their own admission, because they want to massacre every Jew they can get their hands on, and Hamas has said they will do it again and again.
Okay, he's very formidable, and I don't know him, but he is a very important voice for our side. And the difficulty here is when people talk about a two-state solution, they just did a poll where this is reported in National Review. The percentage of West Bank residents who support the Hamas attack has decreased slightly since December. In December, 82% of West Bank respondents said they agreed with the decision to attack on October 7th. Though support for the terror attack has increased in Gaza, rising from 57% to 71% in March. 91% of Palestinians, according to the survey, do not think Hamas has committed war crimes, which, I mean, it's just so incredibly obvious. Even the UN has acknowledged that. 93% say the terrorist organization did not commit the well-documented acts of rape and civilian slaughter that took place on October 7th. When asked who should control the Gaza Strip after the current war ends, 64% of the respondents in the West Bank and 52% in Gaza said Hamas. By the way, isn't it interesting that the people who live under Hamas, who are the people in Gaza, have less support for Hamas actually ruling anything than the people who live on the West Bank who have nothing to do with Hamas? When asked about the best means of achieving Palestinian goals in ending the occupation, a plurality of Palestinians, 39%, believed armed struggle to be the ideal option. And how many Palestinians believe in the idea of a two-state solution? Only 38%. That's why it is so difficult and dangerous, in fact, for Israel to do this, regardless of the opinion of some of the leaders of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.